I'm going to move on to editing now. Okay. And just shot juxtaposition, how by moving shots around, you can change the meaning of something and the importance of maintaining integrity in the edit.
You often hear the criticism that you can change the meaning in the edit by changing shots and get people to say what you want them to say. My experience of that is that, generally speaking, you can't get people to say what they did not say. What you can do is that sometimes you can emphasize elements of what they said in a way they might not want you to emphasize what they said, but it might be a question of emphasis rather than ever misleading. Memory is all about whether you can put random facts of what is happening to you into some kind of coherent narrative. You know, it's why memory experts say that when they're trying to remember something, they remember it as a story. So you give them random things, and the common technique for memory experts is that they remember that, you know, when they try and memorize a pack of cards, they remember that the Queen of Hearts went into a bath with 10 clubs, and, you know, so they actually construct a story to remember everything. And so if you want your viewer to actually take in your facts, you have to construct it into a narrative. Narrative is all important. And so Jeopardy is one of the most basic and easiest narrative devices. It's not so much that we go to Jeopardy all the time. It's the fact that what we're trying to do is put these facts into a narrative. And the easiest narrative is, I found out X, so therefore I needed to go and find out Y. And so it gives you a very simple narrative, and Jeopardy is the easiest way to impose a narrative onto random facts.
But do you think that injecting Jeopardy in investigative documentary is a fair vehicle to use to still remain impartial? It is introducing something that's not really part of what the investigation is about.
I mean, it depends on what Jeopardy we're talking about. Introducing the idea that one of my reporters might be shot when she's investigating a story on hot point washing machines is clearly wrong, or that it's incredibly dangerous. Introducing the idea that my reporter might not know a fact, and so therefore there's jeopardy as to whether she'll be able to get to the truth of that fact when she has already found out that truth, that's a construct which I don't think undermines the viewer's comprehension of the story. So, for example, in order for us to secretly film, we need to have, so that we don't invade people's privacy unnecessarily, we have to have prima facie evidence of wrongdoing. So we need to have the facts of wrongdoing before we secretly film. Most secret filming, we don't reveal to the audience the evidence that we have of that secret filming before we secretly film. We don't show all our workings that we have got all this evidence before we secretly film this person. We clearly inject some jeopardy because we're saying we don't know, when the chances are we wouldn't be secretly filming unless we had very strong evidence that there was a 99% chance that they were going to do X or reveal Y. So we've introduced a level of jeopardy which isn't really there. But when they actually do X and we're secretly filming, or they do say Y, does that make X or Y any less true? You know, I don't think so. But we have injected a degree of narrative storytelling and jeopardy which wasn't there at the time.